Why is it so hard for the world's nations to reach an agreement on reducing emissions? What are they doing wrong?
Well, it's extremely hard because we are looking for a solution to a problem that concerns everybody, irrespective of the level of development, irrespective of the level of richness and opportunities, and irrespective of the level of vulnerability to climate change. So we are looking at the solution where, in fact, a tradition of harvesting energy of the last 100 years needs to be slowly changed with new infrastructures, new products, new inventions.
And how can climate scientists do a more effective job on influencing politicians and business leaders?
Well, climate scientists don't have as their primary purpose to influence anybody, but to generate new and more precise knowledge, while at the same time informing about remaining uncertainties. That is the job of a scientist. But of course, everybody is also a citizen and a person personally concerned about climate change. And there, everybody has to take her or his own decision how to best bring his or her knowledge into the political process of decision making.
As IPCC chair, what would be your top priorities? And how might this differ from the current administration?
Well, I have three priorities. I want to improve communication. Communication is an extremely important vehicle to bring the understanding of the climate change and the challenges that are associated with climate change and deterioration of ecosystem services to those who take decisions. Communication should become a permanent activity of IPCC so that this topic is at the top of the minds of decision makers. Second priority is to keep the scientific rigor and robustness at the forefront of IPCC reports and products, because we are looking at a time where discussions become more and more political for obvious and correct reasons, because we're looking at implementation of measures to adapt and mitigate climate change. That is a political process. But the task of IPCC is to furnish the decision makers with scientific information. Therefore, scientific rigor and robustness needs to be a top priority. And the third priority that I would emphasize as a chair would be to provide more regional information. We tend to start looking at the planet from a global perspective, which is important, but people are exposed locally and regionally to the threat of climate change, threat of extreme events, threat of changes of resources, sea level rise, etc. And therefore, we need to produce more regional information for those who take decisions on our behalf.